Hey, we're back here at Global Toronto 2020. I'm Alan Davis, Small World Music. It's a pleasure to be with you on this warm Toronto day, and I hope it's good wherever you are in the world. I hope you're enjoying GT20 so far. Bienvenue and welcome. This artist spotlight is going to be with a wonderful Toronto-based reggae artist, Amoy, who we were just talking. We last encountered each other in 2016.
Yeah.
During Small World's presentation of In Future at Ontario Place, a wonderful festival, and I have great memories of a wonderful performance by Amoy.
Thank you.
I can't help but have those memories of her wonderful hair, which just just splendid display. Also joining us is her manager, Nazareno, and we're happy to have him as well. So the brief intro for this great reggae artist, a four-time nominee of the Juno Award for Reggae and a winner of the 2015 Reggae Exclusive Recognition Awards. Mm-hmm. Her work includes dancehall, gospel, soul, R&B, as well as a real roots reggae groove. Her mm-hmm. most recent album, The Light, won a lot of acclaim for its positive message and great mix of influences. And the last few years have seen her touring and doing some major festivals, including, from what I gather, a festival in Serbia where you played in front of 150,000 people at the Exit Festival in Serbia. So yeah. It's great to see that that's been happening in your career. We'll talk more about that when we come back after a number of videos where we have four videos lined up, including live videos of Sorry, Soul Rebel, and then music videos from Boom Beats and Flavor. So let's watch some videos by Amoy.
Thank you. Beats is the new multidimensional sound. It's electrifying, it's moving, it's exciting.
over the place. So give me the beat, let me wind up my waist to that. Give me good music, let me wind up the place. Stop me chance when me stepping out the dance. Boom, boom, bass, taking over the place. So give me the beat, let me wind up my waist to that. Boom, bass. Boom, boom, bass. Boom, bass. Boom, boom, bass. More bass, more bass, more bass, more bass.
Thank you.
We are back after some great grooves. Thanks a lot for four wonderful videos from Amoy. Joining us from orbit is the reggae artist Amoy. How's the weather up there in Spain?
Absolutely blissful. Blissful.
Nazareno from Cinema Paradiso, very nice background there. Mm-hmm. As a woman working in a male-dominated field, Amoy, reggae certainly, I think, qualifies as one of those. How important is it for you to be a voice of change?
It's very important because we need balance. And I always say that it's important that we have the balance of the male and the female. And I know that reggae has been known to be, that's a fact, it is male dominated. But I feel like there's more females showing up, doing their thing. And it's good to see, it's great to see. And I'm glad to contribute in my own way, doing my part. And hopefully I'm able to inspire other female artists to want to come out and express themselves freely and confidently and with no fear and not feeling like overshadowed, because we all have a place, and as long as you know who you are and what you want to represent and how you want to represent yourself, you will get a chance to do that, and have the right people around you as well who understand your vision. People like Nazareno has always been in my corner, and he understands what I'm trying to, the message that I'm trying to send in my music, and he allows me to do that freely, and it's only going upwards from here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have there been women in your life, in the music business specifically, who have sort of inspired you or you looked up to? And one, not too long ago, I was listening to Althea and Donna, that's from back in the day, a couple of classic, beautiful classic reggae. Were there women who sort of help guide your path?
The I Trees, Bob Marley's I Trees, if you want to call them, I would say support singers is what I'm going to say, sort of background singers. I love Marcia Griffith. I love her sound and Judy, and they were very much so an influence over my career growing up, and of course I love gospel singer Carlene Davis. Back in the day as well, she was a big influence as well on my music career. And my grandmother is really the backbone of why I am who I am right now. And she taught me so much about life, and they introduced me to music, my grandmother and my grandfather. And so if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be doing music. And so she has been a great teacher for me. And I've used what she's taught me into my music and how I present myself and represent myself. And so, yeah.
You've spoken about your upbringing and hardships in small town Jamaica as a young person. How do you think that upbringing informed your decisions, your career, your work ethic, where you are today?
Oh my God, it's everything. I mean, I grew up in a little ghetto, a town called All Saul. And everything you have to, it was tough. I'm not saying that we were suffering, but it was a hard life. It was hard times. And what that taught me though is just never to give up on yourself. And that's what my grandmother instilled in me and all of us as we were growing up is, if you believe that you have a gift in life, you are supposed to go after it. No matter what the obstacles or challenges are around you, do not let that influence you to a point where you're giving up on what you know and believe to be true. And I know that this is a gift, and from the higher source, love, God, whatever you want to call it, spirit. And so I don't take it for granted. And I live life to the fullest because of how I was raised. I don't take anything for granted. I don't take any day for granted. And it shows in my music. I put that into my music. I'm always trying to uplift and encourage others to go out there and do what it is that they love to do as well.
Nice. Good message to obviously to hold close to your heart. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could talk to Nazareno just for a moment about, given the circumstances, the pandemic has changed everything about our business. How have you, from a business perspective, been dealing with it? How have you been coping? What are your hopes and plans for the future?
Well, yeah, the changes are huge and immense and global. So definitely it's changed the outcome, but it hasn't changed the process. We're actually still, even when this all started, doing the same thing that we had been doing, which is like, you know, trying to be involved in shows, trying to organize shows, although now it's virtual as opposed to like a live kind of setup. We're in the process of writing an album, so that's still ongoing. We had probably a small window where we stopped going into the studios, but then as the protocols came into place, we were able to, you know, work in a safe manner as established by protocol and plus common sense. And so, you know, surprisingly, okay, so income generation has been kind of slashed in a very fundamental way, but so is the case for everybody and seems in every industry. So we're not crying over that or anything like that, because this kind of world of music is a struggle anyways in and of itself. So that really doesn't stop us. We're quite shockingly just not, or maybe not, just keep on keeping on, you know what I mean? And doing our thing and being creative. The pandemic does not put a lid on creativity. So,
You know,
if anything, actually, it's probably enhanced it. So,
Distractions, less distractions, right?
Less distraction for sure.
Yes, well, that's good. Try when given lemons, right? You
make lemonade.
Lemonade.
It's a good attitude. And yeah, what else are you going to do except try to create and try to go forward? Amoy, you know, you had the chance to work with some legendary figures in the reggae genre. I guess names like Sly Dunbar have featured in your catalog.
Last album.
What's that been, experience been like for you?
It was amazing. It was actually a dream come true for me, because I always, they were on my bucket list of producers and people that I wanted to work with. And so when that opportunity came about, I, of course, jumped at it through Tandra, who was the executive producer of the last album, The Light. She made that connection for us happen. And we went into the studio, we went down to Jamaica, and we had this idea on my voice notes of Nazarene also plays a guitar. And he was playing this riff on the guitar, and this idea just came to me, and I said, just continue playing, and I pressed record on my voice note, and just started singing this idea. And that was the idea that we actually brought to him, and he fell in love with it. I played him a couple ideas, and he just fell in love with that one. And then it became one of the singles on the album. And just watching him work too, he's like, he's a genius. Oh my God. He had this old drum machine that he said he's been using for ages. Like, this drum machine has been around for ages. It could probably tell you some good stories of all the artists that he's worked with. But he was just on there, and he was just going at it and manifested into what we have now on the Light. So yeah, that was a dream come true. And yeah, I look forward to actually doing more work with him in the future as well.
It's always inspiring to find people of that generation who've been doing it for so long and still
doing it, right? And still, it's amazing. And that actually, that gives me a lot of joy, because I know that if they can do that after all these years, don't get burnt out and don't want, you know what I mean? I'm excited for what's to come in the future for myself too. Just watching them do their thing, yeah.
What do you make of the current sort of state of reggae globally? I mean, reggae sort of comes, ebbs and flows and goes through different manifestations. Do you think it's still as relevant as it's ever been?
Even more so now, especially because of the climate that we're in. Reggae music gives you a chance to slow down and think and be, you know, introspective and focus on what is really important. For me, that's what reggae does. And this is why I love reggae music. It follows the heartbeat and it gives you a chance to just, you know, be conscious, be aware. And I think the future that I'm looking at, that I see for us reggae is going to be the popular music, if you will, I believe. And that's my hope for what the future is going to look like. Yeah.
How do you think, I mean, how do you keep it fresh? Because I know that you incorporate different elements from, you know, hip hop to R&B to gospel.
Is that important to you
to keep it fresh that way?
Absolutely. Because I grew up listening, even though I was raised in the church by strict Christians, and they, they were one track mind. It's this music, no other music. And but they did allow me to listen to Bob Marley, and I would sneak and listen to other music that I couldn't relate to, like hip hop and R&B and soul and jazz. And so I do fuse that into the music that I make now, just keep it fresh and keep it my style and make it my own. And for the new album Water that we're recording right now, I've done most of the writing, and so now we're recording. You'll hear a lot of those influences in the music. Absolutely.
You're aiming for a fall release for the new album?
We were looking at that, and depending on how things go, we are going to release a couple singles. Probably one this summer, and then one later on, and probably more closer to fall. And then the album looks like it might be 21. We'll see how that goes. Yeah.
And yes, Nazareno?
Yeah, we were aiming for like the maximal impact, and we're just reading the tea leaves, kind of like everybody is going as it is, and so obviously these delays in place. So what was supposed to be 2020 is looking to be a little more in 2021. So you know, we'll take it from we'll go with.
But we'll give you we'll give the public a taste of what's coming. So
yeah, great tracks
before, so they know what's coming.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously timelines are all sort of fuzzy these days, but
exactly.
Looking down the road a bit further, where do you sort of hope to be? Where is your career hope to be in 5 years, say, if that's even a realistic time frame to look?
Really and truly, it is about traveling and taking my music to like-minded people around the world and building my fan base that way. For me personally, I just want to travel and find like-minded people, like I said, and sing and inspire and uplift and motivate people. And just keep growing and building my fan base is the goal for me. I just want to keep on touring.
And Nazareno, what do you think the future holds for not only for Amoy, but for the music itself?
Oh yeah, so I mean, in Amoy's case, it's as she always said to me, it's music or bust. So it's only going to be music. That's what she does. I mean, that's who she is. So it'll be music on a continued path. Reggae is so well placed. I mean, that small little island has produced the music, no small thanks to Bob Marley and other greats of the past.